This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Congressman Jared Huffman issued a statement in response to a proposed federal review of sensitive river mining bans that were implemented during the Obama administration, and that includes a ban on the Smith River. Huffman said in a statement that the new congressional request to undo the Smith River mining ban threatens decades of work by the many people who depend on the Smith River each day. We cannot place the profits of foreign mining companies above my constituents. The mining ban was instituted in January at the request of Huffman and Representative Peter DeFazio of Oregon. Coffee with a Cop has become popular among law enforcement agencies across the county, and tomorrow, the Arcata Police Department will host a Coffee with Cop event at the Beachcomber Cafe on Old Arcata Road. The informal meeting gives community members a chance to speak with police officers about issues of concern in the city and to learn more about how the department operates. The event begins at 9 a.m. There was a fatal DUI vehicle collision just over the state border on Highway 199 in Oregon on Saturday morning that resulted in one driver suspected of DUI dying at the scene and the arrest of two other drivers for suspicion of DUI. The driver of a pickup truck, Grants Pass man Corey Furstenberg, lost control of his pickup on 199 and slammed into a tree. He died at the scene, and a passenger was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. While Oregon State Police were managing the scene, two other drivers, one who slammed into the back of a car waiting in line to be flagged through the original crash site, and the second, who was driving erratically, were stopped, and both were arrested on suspicion of DUI. One fatality, one man in the hospital in critical condition, and three suspected DUI drivers in one incident. Please don't drink and drive. The family of 51-year-old Bill Williams from Cullman County, Alabama, has issued a flyer asking for the public's help in locating the man his family fears may harm himself. Williams was last seen on Sunday in Oklahoma after he told family members he was heading to California to get to the Redwoods before he dies. He's a white male adult with black hair and green eyes who drives an 08 Blue Ford Fusion with Alabama plates. 27-year-old High Rock Camp inmate David Carter, who walked away from the camp Sunday afternoon, has been captured. Carter was dressed in an orange prison jumpsuit when he fled, and a Be on the Lookout was issued. He was spotted by a passing motorist on Highway 101 yesterday afternoon south of Red Crest. Law enforcement responded to the area and took Carter into custody without incident. The Sheriff's Office has taken up the fight against breast cancer, and during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you can help out. Staff members at the Sheriff's Office will wear pink hats for the rest of the month to raise awareness, and you can purchase the hat for $25. The Sheriff's Office has a goal to raise $1,500, and the hats are on sale at the Cloney's Pharmacies in Eureka and McKinleyville and at Green's Pharmacy in Fortuna. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.